On Sunday, Ali intends to vote for the first time in his life. 2 years ago, he saw another fest here in Tahrir Square. Thousands of people who came to the streets in protest against corruption, mismanagement, and foreign meddling in Iraq's affairs. He was only 17, and he joined them.
At the beginning, we were hoping to force a change. We made some baby steps, then they confronted us with violence. They killed a lot of young people, so people deserted the demonstrations and demands weren't met.
At the time, he was thrilled to be part of the anticipated change. But now he says he feels stuck between hope and mistrust.
In this election, I'm 30% optimistic. Because if there are good people in parliament, things will change. But if not, everything is going to be the same. We can change, but it's not going to be only me. We all should join forces, because all the previous governments in 2003 failed the people.
While this election is his first, it's the fifth since the U.S. invasion in 2003 that toppled the rule of then-President Saddam Hussein. And since the protest in 2019, the only change that's taken place has been the replacement of then-Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mehdi with Mustafa al-Qadhimi. And his government introduced a new electoral law that was approved by the parliament, replacing bigger constituencies with smaller ones.
The new law gives academics and professionals their chance to run independently. They're a minority, but at least they'll pave the way for a new political roadmap that's completely different from the one before.
More than 640 international observers will monitor the election. However, the European Union's team will have a different mandate.
We watch, we document, we take note, and we report. We have no mandate for interference. We have no mandate for supervise or interfere into domestic affairs.
The main political parties and veteran politicians do most of their campaigning at large meetings.
Candidates are making big promises in gatherings like this. They're aware of the discontent among the voters, who are going through a crisis of trust with politicians. Many say they want the election to be a vehicle for drastic change. But this is not what those running for office can or are willing to offer.
But this election isn't only about domestic politics. And other countries are expected to influence the vote.
It's only natural that there will be influence. There are political parties who are closely connected and related to either regional or international support or have support. And I'm definitely with the idea that Iraq becomes a positive effect, has a positive effect on the regional issues, all regional issues, and not become a ground for proxy wars anymore.
Iraq's Electoral Commission says it expects to announce the results within 24 hours of polling stations closing. But it's unlikely any bloc will win outright, and a hung parliament is widely expected. And that would make installing a new government and prime minister in Iraq another difficult task. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.